You're listening to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Get energy wise, save money, become sustainable.
Welcome to this week's edition of Energy Wise. I'm Ty Keltner from the Cold Climate Housing Research Center, and this week we're talking with Carl Minetti from the Northern Alaska Environmental Center. As we have highlighted on Energy Wise before, the Environmental Center was in the middle of an energy retrofit on their building. Now they are done with the retrofit, so let's hear how it turned out and see if they have saved any energy or money. First, Carl, tell me about the organization. Who is the Northern Alaska Environmental Center, and what do they do?
The Northern Alaska Environmental Center was begun back in the 70s by several local residents. They were housed for a long time over near Pioneer Road, I believe it was. They're now presently on College Road, 830 College Road. And they are an environmental group that promote conservation in the Arctic and interior Alaska through advocacy, education, and sustainable resource stewardship.
So they've been around for quite a long time then.
Yeah, quite a while. They celebrated the 30th anniversary a few years ago.
Now tell me a little bit about the current building that they have that they call home right now.
This building was formerly a house. It was built in the late 1960s. It's 2x4 construction, single story on a full basement, concrete basement, sort of a day, I guess you'd call it a daylight basement. Several additions have been put on since it was built, but none of them with any regard toward energy efficiency. I mean, oil was cheap and little thought was given to saving money on fuel at the time. Within the last five years ago, a new boiler was put in that at that time it saved us 25% in our fuel bills right there, just with a new boiler. You know, at the time we began this project, fuel oil was at its high of around $4 a gallon, and or was going up that direction anyway, and it was on everybody's mind to save some money.
So tell me about your retrofit project, and why did the Environmental Center want to retrofit this building?
Well, as a member of the 2007-2008 Interior Issues Council Cost of Energy Task Force, I was on the conservation work group, and we decided to produce a videotaped energy retrofit of a typical Fairbanks home to show folks how they could save money on their energy bills without having to wait for some government to intervene or the price of worldwide prices of oil to lower or something like that. We needed a highly visible building on a main thoroughfare. And as a board member of the Northern Center, I realized this was a great opportunity for us to both save some money and to help educate Fairbanksans as to how they could save money themselves.
I understand that you got an energy audit done, and you had to get a lot of other prep work done as well.
Yeah, I had had some experience in retrofitting my own home in the past and building a new construction with a similar techniques to what we used on this building. And I knew that this would work really well, but in order to tell how well it worked, we wanted to get some baseline information, and that starts with an energy rating. And actually right now with the Alaska state weatherization and rebate programs, an energy rating is required to begin with, so you know what kind of results you're getting and how much of a rebate you'll be getting. So we did the energy rating, and which tells us about how efficient the building is at handling air movement in and out, tells you whether there's cold air leaking in or whether there's whether there's hot air, warmed air leaking out. And we also had a thermal image scan done at the building at the same time. It's not a required part or a normal part of an energy rating, but it really helped pinpoint a few places, show us where we might better use some insulation or weather stripping techniques, and it shows some really cool pictures that show dramatically where the heat loss is coming from.
What exactly are these pictures of?
The thermal imaging is just an infrared camera, essentially, that is a temperature device, really. It just senses temperature on any surface you point it at. So you point it at, essentially, ours was done at a 30-degree below day in January of 2008, and pointing that camera at the building from the outside, we could see that the outside of the building, the frame port, was losing about 5 degrees of temperature to the outside air. It measured about 25 degrees below zero, the surface of the building. The surface of the exposed concrete basement though, was reading about 5 degrees below zero. So it was losing 25 degrees. It was acting like a radiator heating the earth, the, you know, the whole atmosphere. So it really pointed up where the heat was being lost. And on the inside, at the same time, we could take pictures during the blower door test when air was being sucked into the building. In other words, it was being pushed out of the building, but that required that air be come in from any leaks that were in the building. We could see cold air coming in around receptacles. We could see it coming in around joints where the ceiling met the walls, where the walls met the floor, any place there were plumbing penetrations in the ceiling. So it was very useful to tell where the air was coming in.
And these are things that you couldn't really tell otherwise, could you?
Just by looking at it, you couldn't tell a lot. But by the same token, you could get somebody with a lot of building experience who could look at that building from the outside and the inside and tell you right off the bat that, okay, that exposed basement is a huge energy loss right there, okay? You need to cover that with some insulation. So there's lots that can be done with the visual inspection as well.
With your energy audit, what kind of results did you get from that?
Well, the energy rating itself indicated that we had an air leak equivalent to 220 square inches, which is essentially having a 10-inch by 22-inch window open day and night all year round. So that included all the tiny little air leaks that might have been around receptacles in the corners, through the ceiling, under doors, around windows, things like that. The rating also told us quite a bit about where those leakages were occurring, and it turns out that we had a 3-star-plus house that with some major renovations could be made possibly into a 5-star-plus. The one thing that wasn't a problem was the heating system. That showed up as being fine because, we, like I said before, we replaced a 65% efficient boiler with an 87% efficient boiler and lowered our fuel use by 25%, the number of gallons. So depending on what the cost is per gallon, the cost, you know, savings might be greater or lesser at any one day.
Where did you get some of the advice on what kind of methods you wanted to take in retrofitting the building?
Well, I'd had some experience, as I said before, retrofitting my own home, but I knew there were also a lot of improvements that had been made in that system since I did it 20 years ago. So I went to the experts here at Cold Climate Housing Research Center. They've perfected some of the techniques that I was using then, and also have added other developments that we were able to utilize as well. I also enlisted the advice of one of the local contractors here in town, Ian Hebert, who has done a number of these retrofits as well as new building construction with this kind of external foam insulation system.
Well, you know, Carl, building renovations take money, and I understand that you chose to finance the work through a bank. Tell me, why did you want to pay for it that way?
Well, as a nonprofit, we probably could have gotten grant money for this, but the idea that we had during that cost of energy task force was to show people how they could do this themselves, and most people aren't going to get a grant to retrofit their home. So we decided to go through a bank and show that people could pay for the loan that they would have to get, a construction loan, through the savings that they would get monthly by not using as much energy. And so that's why we went to a local bank and got our loan from them.
We're going to take a short break, but when we return, we'll find out how much money and energy the Environmental Center saved by retrofitting its building. You're listening to EnergyWise.